Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Celebrating 16 years of our broadcast since 1997. We'll continue to do that, and I'm very excited about doing it with our this half hour with our good friend Wally Bach. Wally is the author of Net Income, among other books. He is an original founding member of our Brain Trust and one of two who go back to 1997, who are still with me, who are here on a regular basis after all these years. He's the second longest running member of our Brain Trust, and he's our good friend. Wally Bach, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's kind of amazing that it's been 16 years. But
that's right. That's right.
It's been fun.
Well, it has been. I'm glad, and I'm glad you think that too. But you know, that's kind of my attitude, Wally. I mean, I'm a serious guy when it comes to, you know, what I'm working on and that kind of thing. But my attitude is, if we can't have fun, let's just forget about it. And I'd like to see more small business owners take that attitude. What do you think?
I don't think you can really be successful over the long term unless you're having fun in some way.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of one guy that I know that's got a real successful kitchen cabinet business, and he's really good at what he does. He works really hard. He's super intense, and you look at him, you think he's not having fun, but at the end of every day, he goes home feeling good. So
yeah,
you cannot beat that.
No, that's exactly right. And you know, I tell whenever an employee comes to work for us here, when they're new, I tell them, I say, look, we take what we do very seriously, but we don't take ourselves very seriously.
Now, I've noticed that about you over the years.
Well, you know, if you can't laugh at yourself, Wally, you miss some of the best laughs of your life.
Oh yeah, and you lose sight of the fact that God has a sense of humor too.
Oh, that's right. Well, and the other thing is, and especially these days with these millennials hanging around with us, you might as well laugh with them because they're going to be laughing at you. You might as well join the party.
this is true. There's no sense watching the party when you can wade right in.
That's exactly right. So Wally, folks, is in the business of helping people write books, and that his website is called writingabookwithwally.com. And so, Wally, you've seen it. You've been around a while. I mean, your gray hair is like mine. It's not premature. And so you've seen a lot of changes in the book industry. And I'm trying to think of an industry that has been turned upside down more, that's been disrupted more than the book publishing industry.
I really don't know. Off the top of my head, I might think that the travel agency business has gone that way.
Right. That's the stockbrokers. And I didn't say that there weren't any that's been disrupted, but more than the book industry. But you're right. One thing about it is it has taken longer to disrupt the book industry than it did the travel agencies.
Yeah, it's true. And it's not done yet. I've wrote in my blog a couple of months back that we're really in the first stage of this. We're in the stage where Gutenberg was still printing Bibles that looked just like the Bibles that were handwritten.
Right.
We're not at the stage where all
why
of the
you, why do you say that? Tell us why you say that.
Well, first of all, we know a little bit about how the adoption curves work. So we know that it takes a good 15 to 20 years to move through a cycle, and that most big innovations are three cycles worth, or about 45 years.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking at the original impact on publishing itself, depending on where you date it, some people date it from desktop publishing, some people date it from the internet, some people date it from the guy in Colorado whose name I can't remember off the top of my head that had the first online bookseller.
Mm-hmm.
But you put it in cycles. And the first cycle is the cycle where we do stuff the old way, but with new technology. So we do it a little faster and faster and faster. What's starting to happen is we've moved into now the second stage of that. And in the second stage is we keep finding new ways to do it. And the rise of ebooks, I think, is the start of that.
Right. Well, yeah, because in my with my company, with my publishing company, my books look very much like a book that any publisher in New York would put out. It's square. It's about an inch or so, inch and a quarter, inch and a half thick. It's, 6x9. It's got a dust jacket, blah, blah, blah. And, and you hold it in your hand. You read the book, and then you put it on a shelf or whatever. You mark on it and dog-ear it, that kind of thing. So the product, that product is pretty much the same, but the fact that I didn't have to go through anybody to get to that point, I didn't have to get anybody's permission. I just did business, basically. That's a shift. But now you come to what you were just saying, which is the part of this. That becomes a shift not only for the traditional publisher, but for the self-publisher.
Mm-hmm. I'm working with clients now. Every client that I'm working with now is going to do a book that will appear in electronic form.
Only?
They're going to do a book. One of them is putting it out as an ebook. If it gets the reception they think, they're going to go the traditional route.
I know some people other people who are doing that, yeah.
I mean, you put it out, Amazon is a great big test market. And the amount of money that you have to sink into trying it, I mean, and that's a disruptive thing, too.
Right.
Because the entire business model, the publishing business, was based on the fact that they were only going to get about 10% up right.
Right.
But the 10% would be a big payoff.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a whole different thing. I do a thing series that I started on my blog called The Stories of the Book, which I'm going to interview you for, by the way.
Right.
And one of the things that we're getting out of how this works is that people are reading and using things differently, but they're also now starting to think about them differently as they write the book. So I've got a client who's going to come in and put video in the book because they can.
That's the beauty of the ebook. You can it becomes multimedia, right?
It can be multimedia. You have to decide if that's the right choice or not.
Right.
And that's part of what we're learning. Remember desktop publishing?
Yep.
Remember some of those documents you used to get that we used to call ransom note desktop publishing? Because they had I've got 47 responses. By God, I'm going to use them.
Right. Hold on to that thought.
I got music.
Wally Bach and I will be right back. We're going to talk about some other...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.